Chapter 3.
Something powerful grabbed my arm and started dragging me through the portal as the doorway closed shut like a clap of thunder. Gruff hands rolled me over and pushed on the bloody patch on my armor. I screamed so loud my voice began to crack.
"See, you're alive,"
a strong voice said, less hearty, more grim.
"For the moment. Now, let's get you patched up. Restored to full health. So your father can be guilt-free before he kills you."
Thanks, Brenwar,
I groaned.
"You always know what to say to make me feel better."
"Ha ha!"
He reached down and grabbed both my hands.
"Up you go."
He almost jerked my arms from the sockets as he ripped me up from the floor. I looked down at Brenwar with a frown as big as his, glowering in pain. My dwarven friend was as big and stout as a sand-filled barrel, raven-bearded, and armored in heavy metals from his chin to his toes. You'd think he'd sound like a wagon load of scrap metal when he walked. But all I heard as I followed was the sound of well-oiled leather rubbing together. I followed him up a cavernous stairwell designed for monsters, not men, spiraling upward without end. I knew where I was, but wasn't certain where Brenwar was going.
"In here,"
he said, stopping at an opening I swore hadn't been there a moment ago and shoving me inside.
"Wait."
His booted feet stomped up the stairs, echoing, then fading away. I was in an alcove where a long torch hung, its orange light offering a warm illumination to the scenes of many dragon murals painted across all the walls. I gasped as one of the images of the painting came to life. A female dragon, tall as me, slender, and batting her eyes, walked over, her tail tickling my chin. I knew she was a female because her belly scales were lighter than the others. Male dragons tend to be darker, but if you truly know dragons as I do, the eyes were a dead giveaway. The females have lashes on their lids, nothing too pronounced, but noticeable all the same. Her scales, copperish and pink, reflected the most beautiful colors, and her comely face offered a smile. In her hands was a vial, the same as the one I drank from days before that she tilted to my lips. I gulped it down, fell onto a pillow big enough for a cow, and let the magical mending begin. I burned inside and out with satisfaction. My weary bones were revitalized, my innards dormant, agonized, and bleeding now regenerated. My vitality was back. My aching feet were no longer sore. I felt as strong as a horse as I tore off my armor, stretched out my mighty frame on the pillow, and shouted at the top of my lungs with glee. I swear the lady dragon giggled before she pecked me on my head. "Thank you," I said, combing my hair from my eyes. The dragoness was beautiful, her features soft behind her armor and razor-sharp claws. After all, beautiful things have to defend themselves. I waved as I watched her disappear back into the mural among her kind. A queen defending in a glorious battle of dragons charging across the sun-glazed sky. I elated. I fell back on the pillow wanting to sleep as my mind told me I needed rest. But my body was ready to go.
"A bath, perhaps?"
I said to myself, getting up, grabbing my gear and sword. A gruff voice disagreed.
"You can have your bath later, Nat."
I glared at Benoit.
Dragon. Your father waits."
The husky dwarf walked over and took Fang from my hands.
"I'll take that."
I held my head in my hand. I could leave now if I wanted. I was healed and all the better for it. My father wouldn't come after me. He never did. He threatened to chase me down, but usually just sent Brenwar instead, who was slow. A team of galloping horses wouldn't make him fast. "So be it," I said in resignation. Up through the mountain of doom I followed, one heavy step at a time. The revitalized feeling in my organs replaced the queasy feeling. My energy, one moment endless, was now gone. Oh, I was fine. My health fully operational, but that didn't do much good. In the presence of an angry father, who I had been reluctant to listen to for quite some time. When we stopped, in front of a massive set of doors that stood almost 5 stories tall. Brenoir looked up at me with a hard look in his eyes and said,
I told him you needed bathed, but he insisted that you come now.
He reached up and patted me on my lower back.
I'll see to it you're bathed before the funeral. It's been an honor knowing you, dragon.
With that, Brenoir, my only true friend in the entire mountain, pushed the door open far enough for me to squeeze through. And like a fat rat out of a metal can, he scurried away. And there I stood, at the threshold of all thresholds, looking back over my shoulder for escape, but finding none. If I had some dragon scales by now, things would probably be all right. But I didn't. With great hesitation and a trembling heart, I stepped inside.